We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Here we are in August already. Oh my goodness. Guess what? It might get hot. I'm not sure. But praise God. Thank you for joining the Refresh Radio broadcast today. This is Bob Arthurs coming to you from the studios of WMIE 91.5. FM. So this week, if you would be praying for us, we would greatly appreciate it. We will be in the General Council of the Assemblies of God. It's our biennial conference that comes around every 2 years, and it's in Orlando. And there's a lot of business that takes place, but there's also a lot of old relationships that get reestablished. People that I went to Bible college with get to see a few of them, and people from other parts of the country. So there's also about 30,000 teenagers that are coming from all over the country to minister in Orlando. There'll be outreaches, food distributions. It'll really be a glorious weekend. Would you pray that God touches the city of Orlando this week? Because of that, we do not have our vintage service on Wednesday this week, but there's a combined service Wednesday night. A kids choir from Belize is going to be ministering. Our kids are going to be there. Our adults are going to be there. It's going to be taking place at 6:30. Now, we're not serving food this Wednesday night. It's strictly a service, but if you would like to hear this amazing choir, for many of them, it's the first time they've ever been out of their neighborhood, much less out of the country, and coming to America. They are in for a real, real eye-opening experience. So come and support these wonderful young people on Wednesday night, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. You can call 454-4263 if you would like more information on that. So we do want to say thank you to Jits Concrete. Many of you have heard me talk about them a number of times here on the radio program. I try and mention them about once a week. And they have done a lot of work around our building, and it just looks absolutely wonderful. We're letting their most recent work survive the summertime before we seal it and coat it and make it look all pretty and everything. But they have done a lot of work and made it a lot easier for people with physical challenges to get in and out of our facilities. And for that, we're very thankful. They can be a blessing to you if you have block work or concrete work that you need done. Give them a call, 536-5804. That will get you Greg's phone number, 536-5804, and you can tell them that you heard about them on the Refresh Radio broadcast. So the last time we left Joseph, on Friday, we weren't talking so much about Joseph as we were about the baker. And one more thought about the baker. I believe that the resources of destruction are being consumed on a regular basis. And I believe the plans of the enemy are getting carried away by the birds of the air. Anyway, that's just a little mini sermon that I had going through there, and so I thought I would share that with you. Genesis chapter 41, it says, "Then it came to pass at the end of two full years that Pharaoh had a dream, and behold, he stood by the river. Suddenly there came up out of the river seven cows, fine-looking and fat, and they fed in the meadow. Then behold, seven other cows came up after them out of the river, ugly and gaunt, and stood by the other cows on the bank of the river. And the ugly and the gaunt cows ate up the seven fine-looking and fat cows. So Pharaoh awoke, he slept, and dreamed a second time, and suddenly seven heads of grain came up on one up on one stalk, plump and good. Then behold, seven thin heads, blighted by the east wind, sprang up after them. And the seven thin heads devoured the seven plump and full heads. So Pharaoh awoke, and indeed it was a dream. Now it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all its wise men. And Pharaoh told them his dreams, but there was no one who could interpret them for Pharaoh. Then the chief butler spoke to Pharaoh, saying, I remember my faults this day, when Pharaoh was angry with his servants and put me in custody in the house of the captain of the guard. Both me and the chief baker, we each had a dream in one night, he and I. Each of us dreamed according to the interpretation of his own dream. Now there was a young Hebrew man with us there, a servant of the captain of the guard, and we told him, and he interpreted our dreams for us. To each man he interpreted according to his own dream, and it came to pass, just as he interpreted for us, so it happened. He restored me to my office, and he hanged him. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph. And they brought him quickly out of the dungeon. He shaved, changed his clothing, and came to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have had a dream, and there is no one who can interpret it. But I have heard it said of you that you can understand a dream to interpret it. I want to stop the reading right there. I want you to know that this Monday is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. See, somebody told me one time, they said, whenever I'm going through a situation, I ask and I look at it and I say, okay, is this a sowing or a reaping season? Is this a sowing season or is this a reaping season? And what happened in Genesis chapter 40 was a sowing season. What happens in Genesis chapter 41 is a reaping season. Joseph was a young man who had a dream that God had for his life when he was just a teenager. And then life took some adverse turns. The directions of his life took a meandering path, quite an unexpected path. His family helped make that a reality. And it looked like his dreams were surely going to come to nothing. But when he found himself in the prison, he found that he was able to help make two other men's dreams understandable, the baker and the butler. And the truth that I want to share with you today is this, that sometimes the key to our own dreams coming to pass lies in us first setting aside our aspirations and our goals and coming alongside someone else and helping their dreams and their realities and their goals to come to pass. If Joseph had not helped the butler would have never told him or been able to tell Pharaoh about Joseph, and Joseph would have languished in the prison until there was something else that came to pass. Joseph is going to help. He helped the butler to understand his dream. He helped the baker to understand his timeline. And now Pharaoh, the king of the land, the most powerful nation on the earth, he has a dream. And it is disturbing, and he doesn't understand what the dream means, and he consults his wise men and his counselors. And I want you to know that there are a shortage of wise men and counselors in our contemporary society. Listen, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And when we have set aside the word of God and we have set aside the standards of God's word, then we have set aside the wisdom that comes from that word. And that leaves us with folly. That leaves us with wisdom not from heaven, but wisdom from men. Wisdom that is going to be exposed by even the metaphorically speaking, the foolishness of God is smarter than man's wisdom. Now, in reality, let me calm down. God is all wise. There is no folly in him. Okay. He knows. He's God all by himself. He knows what he's doing. He knows the plans that he has for you. And so I want to ask you today, first of all, this question. What dream do you have from God? What is it that you believe that the direction and the purpose of your life is? If you have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, you have a purpose. If you're listening to this radio broadcast and you've not yet asked Jesus to be the Lord of your life, I'm here to tell you that whatever purpose you are currently pursuing, it pales in comparison to the greatness of knowing Jesus Christ as Lord. So get your house in order, like we talked about on Friday. Establish your relationship with Jesus and allow him to order your steps and direct your path. Okay? Some of you that are listening today, you may be wondering what's going on, and you've been listening to the wrong source. You've been listening to the devil, who's leading you into a nightmare, and God wants you to listen to him because he wants you to he wants to direct you into a life-fulfilling dream. Okay? There's a saying that goes, if you do what you love, you will never work a day in your life because you will just love doing what you do. It will not be laborious to you. I want you to know that every task has some really desirable qualities about it, and every task has some things that may not be the most glorious things that you've ever dealt with. There are some things about being a pastor that are absolutely fantastic. There are some other things that you won't hear people talk about very much that are extremely challenging, and they're not a lot of fun. They're not a lot of fun. And so if you're looking around and you see the glory and the accolades and everything else that people bestow, I want you to pray for your pastors, because there are some challenges that they deal with that no one really knows about. Okay. So I just want to encourage you to pray for your pastors. Okay. And so if you do not have a dream, I encourage you to get alone with God and say, God, what would you have me to do with my life? What would you have me to do with my life? You know, I had some people who believed in me when I was just a young man. There were some people who gave me preaching opportunities that very few other people were willing to give. And so I've constantly been on the lookout for people that I could minister in that sort of, same sort of spirit of grace. I've been looking for people to help fulfill their dreams. And so several years ago, God quickened this passage to me, and he spoke to me and said, it was impossible for Joseph's dreams to come true until he got about the business of helping someone else's dream come true. Jesus said that if you are not faithful in that which belongs to another man, how can you be entrusted with your own? How can you be entrusted with things that would be your own responsibility? If you cannot be trusted with money, how can you be entrusted with genuine, real spiritual wealth? And so we have to demonstrate that we are willing to help other people accomplish their goals. So when God gave me that, I remember it was in October. And so I asked our congregation, I said, I want you to write down what your goal is. And then what happened was a person, a very gifted person, in our congregation, hardworking, very talented in many different areas. And, come to find out that their real life dream was in discipling children. Now, at that point in time, they were very actively involved in another aspect of ministry at our church, doing a tremendous job in that area. But when I heard that was their desire, was to minister to children, we had a need in that area. We had a need. And I said, okay, well, let's see what we can do to make that a reality in your life. Let's, and they said, you know, this is the dream that we have wherever we've gone, but we've always ended up in this one area. Sometimes your giftings are your callings, and sometimes you are gifted in an area, but your call is in another area. And so we made the shift, and now that person is leading our children's ministry. At the time, basically, we only had a handful of people, a handful of kids, somewhere between 3 and 5 kids. And now there are times when we're nearly 4 times that number of kids. And that may not seem like a lot to you, but when you've had to rebuild your children's ministry from scratch, that's a huge increase. That's a nearly a 400% increase. And so we were very thankful that we were able, and you know what? As a result of me helping him to fulfill the vision and the dream that God had given him, his fulfilling his dream has led to my dream becoming a little bit closer to reality, and that Merit Assembly of God has been growing. After a number of years of contraction, we have started growing, and our kids' ministry is going great. Now, we have other needs. Someone told me one time, he said, everybody's got problems. It's just some problems are bad problems and some problems are good problems. You know, if you've got fighting and strife and discord, those are bad problems. If you've got sin issues, those are bad problems. Those are problems that need to be dealt with right away. But if you are growing and you have spatial issues, if you are growing and you have laborer issues, if you're growing and you have a shortage of workers, those are good problems, but they still have to be addressed. They still have to be addressed. And so I want to ask you today, what is your dream? What ministry do you feel like God has called you that you would like to see God bring to pass in your life? There's got to be a dream. There's got to be something. If you are not, if there is not a drive on the inside of you that is causing you to get up every day and say, bless God, I know that this is what he's called me to do, you need to get into your prayer closet and find out what God has in store for you, because he has a plan and a purpose. Amen? That's me preaching. Sorry, I forgot that I wasn't in my church there for just a moment. It's hard to hear amens on a one-way microphone here, but it's true. And so in your church, many of you have Bible preaching churches, and I can tell you this, there in every church of every size, there are always shortages of workers. Now, they may not have openings in the area that you would really like to work in at first, but I want to encourage you to make yourself available and let God open the doors. You know, he who is skilled in his work will minister or will serve before kings. I know this, that when you demonstrate faithfulness at one level, God is going to cause you to be positioned at a different level. And so we have a vision to, you know, for restoring value to people's lives. And right now we have things that we have been praying about that, because we don't want to see anybody overlooked or neglected to where they would not have the opportunity to develop into a mature believer the way that God would have them to be. So when Joseph stepped out and he helped fulfill the butler's dream, now he said, whatever you do, don't forget me, remember me, mention me to Pharaoh, get me out of this house. And Genesis chapter 41 says it was 2 years. The butler gets restored, the baker has been executed, and Joseph continued to serve in obscurity for 2 more years. He was not clean. His clothing was a mess. He was unshaven. He had no proper appearance to appear before the king. I'm sure that when he got up that day, you know, that there was probably, you know, there was a contentment. Remember, I talked on last week about a difference between contentment and comfort. He was content with the presence of God, and God was still using him to make everything he put his hand to do to prosper. But there was still a longing. I can't fulfill my dream in this pit. I can't fulfill my dream in this prison. And so, but he got up that morning just like he had every other morning. But this morning, the morning that Pharaoh had a dream, the butler, all of a sudden, he says, I remember my faults this day. I remember that I was supposed to have done something and I didn't do it. And so, Pharaoh, if you don't mind, I know that I'm just here to put the cup in your hand. I know that that's what my position is. I know that I'm just here amongst all these counselors, but they're not able to help you. And it sounds like what you are going through personally is something that I've gone through in my past. And when I went through it, God had positioned a young man in my life, and he was able to tell me what my dream meant. He was able to tell me what the interpretation was, and he told me not to forget him. And I forgot all about him until now. I wonder if there's anybody out there and you've thought that God has forgotten about you. And I want you to know that it's an until now moment, an until now moment. God will bring you back to remembrance. Remember, all of these dreams had to do with timing. The baker and the butler had timing issues of 3 days. Pharaoh's dream, he has the same dream twice in two different formats. And Joseph is going to tell him that these involve years. These involve harvests that are coming. Seven years of good harvest, 7 years of bad harvest. And that it's been given to him twice because it's a matter settled. It is on its way. And you need to be prepared how to handle this. And so there's timing issues. And I've already talked about the perfect timing of God. And so God reminded the butler at just the right time. You know, there's somebody that helped you through a very low valley in your life, and you've forgotten about him, but I'm here to remind you. You know, one of the things that we teach our kids is that as long as there are tests, there will be prayer in school. And we teach them to pray before a test and say, God, bring back to our remembrance the things that we've studied. You know, we teach them to be diligent students. I had a one-on-one encounter with one of my teacher or with one of my daughter's teachers one time. And, he sent my daughter home quite disturbed. He stood up in front of his class and said, for those of you who are interested, don't even bother praying before this test. And my daughter came home extremely, extremely flustered. And so I scheduled a one-on-one with the teacher. And I asked quite simply this question, who are you to tell my daughter not to pray? And he said, well, there's a lot of students that don't put in any effort. And then they're praying and asking God to help them pass this test, even though they haven't paid attention in class or studied or any of that sort of stuff. And I said, but my daughter has. And when she's praying for God to bring back to her remembrance the things that she studied. And so let's not talk to my daughter like that. You see, I like to be an easygoing guy, but there are certain responsibilities that I take very, very seriously. The first one is my role as husband. The second is my role as father. The third is my role as pastor. The fourth is my role as a sheep under my pastor's ministry, if you will. I take those roles very, very seriously. And so on more than one occasion, I have had some discussions. Now, I'll be honest with you. My God is able to turn any curse into a blessing. The scripture says an undeserved curse does not come to rest. I'm very thankful for that. And so I want to do my best to come to the defense of those that God has placed under my authority. All that to say, God brought Joseph back to the butler's memory. Now, as far as today's broadcast goes, I'm going to close by talking about this. In verse number 14, it said, then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him quickly out of the dungeon, and he shaved, changing his clothes, and came to Pharaoh. And what I wanted to share with you about this is that there needs to be preparation to come into the presence of a king. You don't just walk into the presence of the king with your work shorts and your flip-flops on. No disrespect if you're wearing your work shorts and your flip-flops right now. There were certain clothing acceptabilities in the prison, but when it came to standing before the most powerful king on the planet at that point in time, the keepers of the prison said, Joseph, we need to do some work on you right now. We need to take care of your beard. We need to get you suitably dressed for your encounter with the king. And folks, I am so thankful for the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, our loins girt about with the belt of truth, the shield of faith, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I'm thankful that we can prepare ourselves with the fruit of the Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the gentleness, the kindness, and the goodness. It is true that God is our Heavenly Father. He loves us. But let's also remember in 2015 that our Father is the King. When I was growing up, my dad had a title that I called him there for a short season, and he let me know that he did not appreciate it. I used to call him Pops. Hey, Pops, how's it going? Hey, Pops, how's it going? And he let me know, I don't like that. I don't like that title at all. And I was like, yes, sir. Let's remember, dreams, great. Loving people, great. Let's also remember when we come into the presence of God that he knows the condition of our heart. Let's make sure that we're clean from sin and that we are prepared for the presence of the King. God bless you. I hope you have a great day, and we will see you here Tuesday, tomorrow, on the Refresh Radio broadcast. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve. but it would be endless.